Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Human-crafted radio, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. It's a beautiful Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. And we have a double header today on my afternoon show here. We just had Matt Westerman in studio. Now we have a duo from our friendly neighbors to the north, Canada. They're called Roco Code, and they were actually here last year. They played on Jason's show they were down here supporting their release at the time called Don't Worry, It Will Be Dark Soon. And that was before the election. So I would say that it was I would call it a prophetic record. We're going to talk about that because their latest record, Young Ones, dropped back in June. It's an EP. It's also a prediction and a call to action. So we're going to hear the title track off of that EP, Young Ones, performed live in studio. Then we're going to chat with them. But first, let's get right into it. Roco Code live on Human Crafted Radio.
Step inside and lose the feeling. Get out. Get out. Nothing needed, flow to see, and get out, get out. You know how this goes, and I know how this goes, and I don't wanna fight, making me young ones cry. I'm feeling
Broco Code live on Human Crafted Radio. That is the title track of their latest release, Young Ones. It's an EP that dropped in June, and what a beautiful song. I forgot to tell you guys we're switching over mics. If you can pull up this Shure SM7 right here. Sorry, guys. There you go. Okay, Laura and Andrew.
You got it.
Yes. I was like 60% confident with that.
100% right.
Yo.
That chorus, it's brilliant. I love it. Such a good chorus. Your voices are very, like, super complimentary to each other.
Well, we try.
We practice singing together for a while.
Not really. We just do it out of necessity for 10 years.
Well, so how'd you guys meet? How do you know each other?
We went to vocal jazz school together. It wasn't vocal jazz school, but we were vocal jazz majors, as you can tell. It's a lot of jazz.
One school dedicated to vocal jazz.
No. It's like a bebop school.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We met on MySpace, actually, because Andrew was like kind of a hermit, so he would never be around at school. And then one day I found his MySpace because I like knew.
You're really dating yourselves.
Right? I know, it's embarrassing. If anyone doesn't know what MySpace is, it's like Facebook, but not
anything. It was like the first Facebook.
The precursor.
It's like Facebook with SoundCloud on
it. Was basically like when it was like Napster. It was like when life started to go downhill.
Yes.
Socially speaking.
Yes.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end. And that's why you guys wrote, "Don't worry, it will be dark soon."
But
you know, hey, MySpace, Craigslist, wherever you like to, you know, find your band members. That's totally cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it works. Sometimes you meet a crazy person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
sometimes both.
So you guys are from Vancouver?
Yes. BC,
not WA.
Yeah.
Oh man, I've never been to either. I want to go. I want to go to both Vancouvers like at once.
You could probably go like in 2 days.
Well, like not like back to back.
Yeah, back to back Vancouver.
Can't go simultaneously, but
I'm going to Vancouver, the other Vancouver, first time ever.
So why is Canada so awesome?
Why?
There's a lot of space.
Yeah, there's a lot of
fresh
trees
air.
Where we live. We live by the ocean. I mean, like, you guys live by the ocean here, but it's really green. It's a rainforest.
The green ocean? There's a green ocean?
Oh, sorry. The forest is green. The ocean is cold, and there's rocks on the beach.
So nice.
You wouldn't really.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of green here. That's one thing.
But you guys got sun.
We got a lot of sun.
We'll have, like, 4 months of rain at once. It's weird. It's very refreshing.
We need some of that rain. Last year was pretty good, though, for us. Hopefully this year we get a lot of rain, too. So, Laura, you are wearing a really fantastic shirt.
Thank you.
Are those all hummingbirds?
Yeah, they are.
So cool.
You know, actually, I was sitting on my friend's porch in LA yesterday, and a hummingbird came right over my head. That's lucky.
That's awesome. Do you guys have a lot of hummingbirds in Canada?
Yeah, tons. There's like 20 kinds.
Nice. So do we. Best bird ever.
Yeah.
Vicious though. You gotta watch out.
They're little vicious. Beaks.
Yeah.
I heard that they'll like try and drink out of your eyes if you're not.
What?
That's not true.
What? Okay. That is terrifying.
Yeah.
That's just, maybe
too freaky.
Next time I see a hummingbird, I'm just gonna like close my eyes. All right. So you guys were here about a year ago, right? You guys were on Jason Fetty's show.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you were playing songs off of Don't Worry, It Will Be Dark Soon. That is a record you released back in 2016. And I don't know, to me it just seems like it was pretty prophetic because did you write that, like watching what was happening in the world and what was happening in America, or is it completely unrelated?
It's not really related to that. It's more related to what was happening in our own lives. It sort of paralleled the state of the world in a way.
Yeah, because things are a little bit dark.
Yeah.
But your new record, Young Ones, that's a little bit more of an uplifting title. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a 6-month-old child, and maybe he will be one of the young ones who will restore our nation to its, I don't know if we had a form, we didn't have a former glory, but maybe he will work to make things better. Maybe we will slowly become a little bit more like Canada.
Yeah,
Canada, and I know some of our listeners too, don't want to hear that, but
yeah, we have our own stuff.
We've got our own problems. They're just not on TV all the time.
But, like too much like weed being grown.
Yeah, there's a lot of weed.
Too many bears.
Too many moose.
Moose. A lot of moose trouble, especially in the East.
Oh yeah.
A lot of drunken moose assaulting people on their way home from bars.
I heard there's so many moose that get hit on the roads in Newfoundland, which is like on the far east of Canada, that they just can it and sell it to people. But I don't know if that's true.
What's your weird wildlife facts here today? sounds resourceful. You don't want it to go to waste, do you?
No.
I heard that a moose would try to drink out of your eye.
No, you're getting that confused. That's a hummingbird. I'm just picturing this super parched hummingbird flying around. Finally, it sees sees someone's eye, just a tear drop, and just zooms up. Before you know it, your eyeball's just like plucked out.
Yeah.
This is really, really disturbing.
I did want to say that actually that Young One song is a little bit of a political song. So that was a good preface.
Do you want to elaborate, or should we just, we could just come to our own conclusions?
I like it when people come to their own conclusions.
Me too. That's my favorite part about art and music in general. It's like, what was it the other day? Somebody wrote a song about something. And to me, it meant something completely different. I know it's very specific. That's my favorite thing. Everybody draws on their own experience when interpreting a song.
Happens to me, with my own songs or our own songs, where we have written it about something and then we're playing it a couple of years later and my life has changed and it has a totally different meaning for me now, which is really interesting.
Totally.
Because I know what it used to be about, but...
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that about art. It's fluid.
Fluid art.
So you guys are about to embark on a tour starting Sunday, which is unfortunate because I'm going to Hawaii on Sunday.
That doesn't sound unfortunate at all.
No, but I can't go with, I was going to just jump on your on the bandwagon and follow you guys.
Deadheads.
Oh, okay.
I was going to follow you guys, but...
Hawaii calls.
Yes, Hawaii calls. And you guys are starting on Sunday, September 24th, at the Soda Bar in San Diego. Then you're skipping L.A. because who needs L.A. anyway?
Yeah, fuck it.
And you're going straight up to San Francisco. So you'll be in NorCal, then Sacramento, then Seattle. So it's kind of it's like you're on this trajectory because you go San Diego, San Francisco, Sacramento, Seattle, Portland. Then where the heck did Columbus, Ohio come from? You're headed up the West Coast and then you go to Ohio.
We've got all of Canada in the middle.
Yeah,
there.
So we have Vancouver, Victoria, Nanaimo, Calgary, Edmonton, Saskatoon, Regina, Winnipeg, which takes us basically north of North Dakota.
Wait, what was the one before Winnipeg?
Regina.
Okay.
It is a real city. It's signed.
Just making sure.
The logo of the city kind of looks like what you think it sounds like. It's weird.
Wow.
But, you know.
Wait. So I'm looking at these dates and I'm just, it says USA tour dates. So I'm just missing the Canada tour dates. Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to be making our way over.
We're not that dedicated to Columbus.
And then you'll be in New York City on November 6th.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
When you guys play at these shows, is it just you two on stage?
We have a drummer.
You have a drummer.
So it goes full. It kind of becomes a bit of a rock band.
Right on. What does Roco Code mean?
Go ahead, Laura. No, that's your question.
No, I always do this one.
You got it. No. It's all you.
Okay. Well, Rococo is a period of sort of art and culture and style at the end of the Baroque era. And it's where you think of that fancy wallpaper with the flowers on it. That's Rococo wallpaper. It's kind of where everything's really ornate and really fancy and obvious. So we say that relates to the pop side of our music. And then the code is the underlying secrets and mystique we try to sneak in there.
Wow, you put a lot of thought into this.
Boom.
I like it. And let's see. Black Book said this about your sound. Vancouver's Rococo. Is it Rococode or Rococode?
Rococode.
Rococode. Genuinely captivate with their singular musical aesthetic, an infectious marriage of classical synth pop, quasi hip hop beats layered with male female ideological dichotomy.
That's a lot of
like
big words.
Fancy.
That sounds intense when you say that.
I don't even know what that means.
But anyway, I think they're right. That's exactly what I would have said if somebody asked me.
I'm glad it's really hitting the mark of the quote. What did you say again?
Well, can we hear another song live, please, by chance, off of the record? Which one do you want to play next?
We're going to play Can't Get Enough.
Can't Get Enough, Rococode, live on Human Crafted Radio. They are from Vancouver, British Columbia. And that's a weird... We're going to have to talk about that after this song, British Columbia. Like, how that happened. Like
Colonialism.
Colonialism. That's the short answer.
All right.
Here's Can't Get Enough off of Young Ones, dropped in June. You're listening to Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5.
Show me that magic touch. You can't stop when
Roco Code live on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. That's called Can't Get Enough off of their latest EP, Young Ones. We heard the title track earlier, and yeah, man, really beautiful stuff, you guys.
Thank you.
Very, very, very happy right now.
We aim to please.
Well, it's working. So you guys are headed off on tour. If you're just tuning in, Roco Code are a duo, but you guys play with a drummer on tour. You're from Canada, and you're starting your U.S. tour dates on Sunday, starting in San Diego. Then you're crawling up the West Coast before some dates in Canada. Then you'll round it out over in Columbus, Ohio, with a final date in New York City on November 6th.
And then we go back to Canada for some more shows.
We don't need to know about the Canadian.
Nobody cares.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That's true. Fair enough.
I'm kidding.
Fair enough.
If you want to see all of their tour dates and find all their info, you can check their MySpace. It has everything.
We'll put you in our top eight.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
What do you got? Top eight. Wow, that's a... I forgot about that.
Right?
What's your website?
Rococode, rococode.com.
That's easy. That was easy. Okay, so yeah. Just before I let you go, you said something while we were setting up, something about how our station is super organized, unlike certain other college radio stations.
Look, I don't want to diss on anyone, but it's cool here, guys. They're doing a great job.
Thank you. That'll suffice.
Plus I'm gonna these colorful windows.
I'm gonna show that to my boss. We do accept Yelp reviews. 5-star only.
5-star. Would do again. Would play again.
All right, you guys. Well, yeah, this is your second time here, so we hope to have you back for your next release next time you roll through town. And you guys sound amazing, and I'm looking forward to hearing more stuff from you guys. Have a great tour, and we encourage any of our local listeners to check you guys out in San Diego on Sunday at the Soda Bar. That's this Sunday, the 24th, Soda Bar, San Diego. And that's the last Southern California show before you pop off up north.
Yeah, we're playing with some friends of ours called Lean that are really awesome, too.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. Well, before we say goodbye, I want to play a song off of your latest EP, Young Ones. And which one are we going to hear now?
Is it real?
I don't know. You
tell
me.
Which is a question you can ask yourself every day.
Is it real?
Moment of any day, really.
Yeah, you guys are fun. I want to go to Canada with you.
Come on down.
Okay.
You mean up.
Yeah. All right. And watch out for hummingbirds, okay?
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
All right, you guys. Have a great one, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for having us.
My pleasure. All right, this is Roco Code. This is off of their latest EP. It's a studio recording of Is It Real? This is off of Young Ones, which you can get anywhere you like to grab your music, Spotify, iTunes. That's pretty much it. You should go follow them on Spotify. That's Roco Code, R-O-C-O-C-O-D-E. And if you missed any part of this session or would like to hear it again, we'll post the full podcast up on our website, kx935.com, shortly. All right, here they are, Roco Code. This one's Is It Real?
dream.